T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Donald Trump indicted by the feds. That's the big headline this afternoon, as the former president has been charged with multiple counts over his handling of classified documents.
ABC News reporting the charges range from willful retention of national defense information to conspiracy to making false statements. Joining us now live, top legal analyst Gene Rossi, former federal prosecutor in the Eastern District of Virginia. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Is the extent of these charges a little surprising or not surprising enough?
They equaled my expectations. I expected about actually 20 counts, but we have 7 counts. But I figured there'd be a conspiracy to violate a federal law involving the documents. I figured there'd be obstruction counts. I am a little surprised that there's a false statement charge, allegedly. And we have to bear in mind this indictment is under seal. But I got to say this, regardless of whether you love Donald Trump or you abhor Donald Trump, this is a very sad day in America, because a former president has been indicted and will be appearing in federal court. That's a sad day under any circumstance.
Gene, could you talk about, you are a former federal prosecutor, what goes into deciding on these charges? And I know, in especially with, you know, indicting a former president, I guess there's a lot of thought that goes behind it. And the charges that we're seeing, how are they thought out?
Well, that's a fantastic question. If you're indicting a high-level person, a high-profile person, the former president of the United States, it doesn't get any bigger than that. You have to make sure that every I is dotted, every T is crossed. And not, here's what you definitely need. You cannot just rely on oral testimony. You have to have documents. You have to have circumstantial evidence that corroborates the oral testimony of witnesses that may appear in front of the grand jury. But the bar for indicting a high-level individual such as President Trump, former President Trump, is exceedingly steep. And when you're in the Justice Department, they probably wrote a 70-page prosecution memo that laid it out. And I can guarantee this, having worked there for almost 30 years, they put a ton of thought into this prosecution, a ton of thought into the review of the evidence, and they didn't do it lightly. And to say that it's a witch hunt, that's quite a stretch. But we shall see what the charges are.
Some of the Republican presidential candidates have already gone on record. I'm one just tweeting out again a few minutes ago that if elected, they will pardon Donald Trump on day one. Of course, a pardon must take into account of whether he's tried and found guilty or even just charged with something. Could, let's say all this goes down and a Republican candidate gets elected and becomes president, could they pardon Trump, and would that affect any of the other charges?
Oh, first off, the Constitution gives almost unfettered discretion to a president in terms of whom they pardon. There is bribery laws and things like that. You can't issue a pardon if someone gives you $1 million and you issue a pardon. You're violating a bribery statute. But any Republican candidate who's elected to president, they have the absolute right to pardon Donald Trump. And if you're in the Republican primary, that's a great position to take if you want to get votes in a Republican primary. So academically, yes, they can pardon Donald Trump if they get elected president.
But not on the state charges, should he be convicted on those?
No, you can't pardon, the President of the United States can't pardon President Trump for the Alvin Bragg charges if they stick.
All right, so if this case is, we asked this question before, but I'll ask it of you, this case being tried in Florida, where the jury pool might be more friendly to Donald Trump, could that affect the outcome of a trial if and when this goes to trial?
Yes, and that's an excellent question, too. I had a six-week January 6th trial, February to March 20th of this year. I lost, but I gave a fulsome defense of an oath keeper. And we made a motion to transfer the case out of D.C. because 95% of the voters in D.C. in 2020 voted against Trump. So I got to say this, and I want to stress this. The decision to file charges in Florida by the Justice Department was absolutely brilliant. One, you have no issue about venue. Mar-a-Lago is in that district. So a lot of the alleged criminal conduct occurred at Mar-a-Lago. Number two, the jury pool in Florida in that district is a little more favorable to Trump. I wouldn't say it's great, but it's a lot more favorable to Donald Trump than if they had indicted in D.C. So it was a brilliant move. There's no venue argument, and there's no argument to transfer it out of Florida. So those are two good reasons why the indictment was brought in Miami.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.